This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short 3-question survey.
Thank you for calling Geek Squad Customer Care's agent Brandon speaking. How may I help you?
Brandon, this is Winston with XPO. I got an FMS number for you.
All right, go ahead. I'm ready.
All right, Brandon. We got a situation on our hands.
All right.
733-36946.
All right. I have the name and the address of the customer.
Yes, that's Miss Mildred Peoples at 9157 Sussex Street, Detroit, Michigan.
All right, yes, we're looking at the same thing, and how can we assist? What's going on?
All right, Brandon. So when I type in her telephone number, 313-835-9204, I get her whole order history. And as I read all of those orders, she says from day one, Best Buy have been bringing and selling the wrong product. So the first couple of times that they came out to make the delivery and install, it was supposed to be a gas, double gas oven. And every time they come out, they have an electric. So she says she has 3 receipts stating that she has a gas oven. But why do they keep bringing out an electric oven? And then today she had it installed. The exact same thing happened. A tech came out with an electric oven and then told her that he doesn't install electric oven. She said, I got a gas oven. He said, no, ma'am, it says electric. So when I pull up the order, it does say electric on the order. She says, I'm looking at my receipt, and it states that I got a gas. I say, oh, it looks like it's something going on. So, Brandon, what do we do?
Yeah, this is new to me. So I'm looking at the service call, and I do see a single built-in wall oven, microwave installation, hallway services unscheduled. But as far as the single built-in wall oven microwave, let me see. Do you happen to know the SKU or the model number of that oven? I don't see that information. Let me see if I can look at their purchases there. Let me see.
Because as I keep reading all the notes, I'm like, I'm like, why do they keep bringing out the wrong product?
Yeah, and I'm looking to see the oven, like the model, the SKU, the service, you know. But it's not giving me any information here.
Now, she's stating that she has her receipts. So I'm like, well, please make sure you keep them because that's about your only proof because all the orders that I keep pulling up does say electric.
Okay, you know what? I think I found something. Is it a Frigidaire? It says this may be it right here.
Because she said she's been trying to get these installed since September last year, and it's been going on. And as I read all the orders, this has been going on since September last year.
That's when I found the product. Okay, this is it. This is September 13th.
Yeah.
Frigidaire gas oven. Yes, gas. Yeah, I see gas.
So how do they keep bringing out electric?
Are they bringing out the electric oven? I don't see like an appointment. I just see the service call. I don't see the product itself. Are they setting up a return exchange? Do you have like a return exchange FMS work order number?
No, only order number that I had was the one that she got. Well, I used the telephone number to access all of those orders. And then once I located the order that she was referring to, that's when I gave you that FMS number.
Okay, let me see here.
She's definitely stating that she has a gas, and I'm just like, how do I find that?
Yeah, it's gas in the home. Or
on
gas that was purchased on the 13th of September. Yeah, it's there.
Oh, Lord. She got proof. Darn it. Well, someone got some explaining to do. And while you're doing that,
I'm looking at it. So she's in need of a gas oven, but they continue bringing electric. I'm trying to still find the return exchange for the bringing it out.
She said they keep bringing the electric oven out, and she said she don't know how she got 3 receipts. And I said, oh man.
These must be the canceled orders here. Talking about 3 receipts. Let me see. Okay, I see a work order back in November 17th for the wall oven microwave. That's the oven microwave. Oh, well, yeah, it's both. Okay, let me see.
Can I have that SKU number to that oven that she's supposed to have?
Yeah, the oven that she has that was purchased on the 13th of September is SKU 6262657.
657. To make sure we all covered, because they be on my heels the minute I don't do something.
Okay, so I purchased on the 13th of September, but it was delivered on January 20th. And it looks like it's complete. And it looks like it's gas. Unless, so
she never
what
got
gave
it.
Her is, so what she, they gave her is an electric?
No, sir. She doesn't have an oven. She doesn't have it. She doesn't have an electric oven. She doesn't have a gas oven. She doesn't understand why they keep bringing the electric. It's something going on with this order. I can't put it together.
Oh, okay, okay. So she doesn't have the product at all, meaning that it's completed in air.
Mm-hmm.
Look up this FMS number here. Look at this. It's 7133-7281. Put that in your records right there.
Okay. Say that for me again,
7133.
7281. 7281. Give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I scroll all the way down, I see January 20th, the oven, and it's complete. But now you're saying that they don't have it at all, electric or gas. Meaning I have to get in contact with 9067 Warehouse for them to go. This way we can create a return exchange.
I definitely see it right there. You absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
She purchased it, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so while you're doing that, I'm going to get this email ready so they can go ahead and reach out to her.
Mhm. Yep, and I have to send a DDC communication form. This way we can go ahead and create a return exchange and force complete. This way they can have it in their possession because it was built in air.
Okay.
Mhm.
All right, Brandon. Well, we don't need a Breeze code because a Breeze is already on here, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Yeah, we just had to follow the breadcrumbs there. I had to see the purchase, had to find the order, and there it is.
Yeah, so 125 on the 19th, and then who notated it today? Michelle Hooks. Okay, well, we definitely don't need a Breeze code yet, because we got to get her rescheduled, and first we got to find a product.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm finna send an email up to Escalations to let them go ahead and start getting it ready so they can be aware of what's going on. And Brandon, thank you for helping me out on that note.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. Have a good one.
Yeah, sir, thanks for talking with XPO. You enjoy your day.
All right, likewise.
Yep.
Bye.